It was a little more than 4 years ago that a Danish newspaper published cartoon depictions of the Prophet Muhammad. It was 4 days ago that the artist who drew the most controversial one was attacked in his home. A Somali man armed with an axe broke into the house of Danish cartoonist Kurt Westergaard. Today, Westergaard is living in a safe house. Now, Mr. Westergaard, we've heard some versions of what happened to you last Friday, but recount for us briefly what transpired. As I understand it, there was one slim door between you and this man with the axe.
Yes, my grandchild and I were in the house. And then suddenly the glass was broken in our garden door, and this man rushed in. There were only seconds to decide what to do, and I would have no chance against this intruder. I am 74. It would have been a bloodbath just in front of my my little grandchildren. I would have no chance. So I rushed back to the safe room and locked the door and started to get a connection with the police so that they could come and help us. And I did that when this man, he was pounding on the door with his big axe.
Right, and very fortunately, the police came very quickly, and you and your granddaughter were saved. Tell me about this safe room, your bathroom. You created the safe room in the event that an attacker would come into your house, is that right? And you have an alarm.
Yes, you know, it was a terrible situation. It was some of the worst minutes of my life, of course. Of course, I was scared and afraid that something should happen to my grandchild. But in the same time, I was sure that I had taken the right decision.
Right. And and prior to this intruder with the axe, did you feel pretty secure in your home?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Because there was surveillance from the police. There were several patrol cars cruising in the neighborhood all around the clock. But this guy, he was lucky. He came at a time where there was no patrol car in sight.
Mr. Westergaard, when you first drew this cartoon of Muhammad 4 years ago, did you feel that it was, at the time, a dangerous act, one that could actually endanger your life?
No, I didn't. For me, I remember this day when I made this cartoon, and well, it was just another day at the office.
Had you ever depicted other religions with a satirical point of view prior to that cartoon of Muhammad with an atomic bomb in his turban?
Yes.
You had?
I have made other cartoons or illustrations which Christians, for example, has considered to be blasphemous. I remember once I drew an illustration to a story about Christianity and capitalism. I drew Jesus. He was walking away from the cross. He was dressed in an Armani suit and a little briefcase. And on the empty cross, you could read on a poster, service hours, Sundays, 10 to 11 a.m. and 14 to 15 p.m.
Well, that cartoon didn't drive you to a kind of Salman Rushdie quality of life. I mean, are you resigned to the notion of living in tight security the rest of your days?
That's what I have to do. I am soon 75. Of course, my future is limited, but I can live like that. I know that.
How do you see Islam today?
Well, here in Denmark, we have 200,000 Muslims, and of course, the vast majority of them, they are law-abiding citizens who want to live according to our democratic traditions, and we have no problems with them. But we have some problems with the extremists, small extremist Muslim groups.
Danish cartoonist Kurt Westergaard, good luck, be safe, and thank you for your time, sir.